Three strikes back with some changes. The same 40 serious violent offences stay, but strangulation and suffocation get added to that list. Now, the Courts Minister, Nicole McKee, made that particular announcement.
Repeat offending does repeated harm to victims and communities. Serious repeat offenders will face no parole for their second strike. And for their third strike, they can expect the maximum sentence, also without parole.
Now, Women's Refuge CEO Ange Jury is with us. Ange, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. What's your sense of this?
I'm not entirely sure, Mike. We didn't get any real indication last time round of how effective this was going to be. So I think it's going to be a matter of waiting and seeing again. I've got a couple of concerns about it. I'm not a huge fan of locking people up. I'm not sure it changes the behaviour, just teaches them to be better at what they're doing. But in the absence of anything that's really stopping some of the serious behaviour, the community does need to be safe. But I do wonder whether there's going to be a reluctance on some victims who actually want help for their partner, not having them locked up, whether there might be a reluctance to call police around some instances. I just don't know at this point.
It's a little bit rock and a hard place, isn't it, at the end of the day? What we know for sure, if somebody's in jail, they're not committing a crime. I think we can say that fairly safely, can't we?
Yeah, we can. And in some instances, I think there is only one way to keep people safe, and that is to have that person incarcerated. But they need to be getting some help while they're in there to change that behaviour, and that's the bit that is missing from this equation at this point, I think.
Although you look at crime in totality and the various approaches that need to be taken, this is just but one of them. So what I am fascinated in is the, I don't know if you'd call it pushback, Ange, but the number of people that go, look, I don't really see this necessarily working or not. But, what we can also agree, can't we, that what we have at the moment crime-wise in this country isn't particularly good and something needs to be done.
True. Very, very true. And if there was a magic bullet, I think it would have already been fired, but it hasn't been. So we're still struggling. I mean, is the answer to build more prisons? Might be. Hasn't worked in the States. But, we do need to keep people safe. And my job is to advocate for keeping women safe from partners using violence.
Mm.
So if this is something that is going to help with that, at least until such time as a better answer is found, then it'll do its job.
Yeah, good. Well said, Ange. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Ange Jury, who is the Women's Refuge CEO.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.